Austin gets a huge expansion of its downtown freeway, while Tampa may lose a downtown freeway. San Francisco's troubled Trans Bay Transit Center is set to reopen. And Chicago electric car owners, be prepared to open your wallet and put a big charge on your credit card. I'm Road Guy Rob with your transportation news headlines. Being a snowplow driver is a thankless job. Getting a wake-up text at 2:30 in the morning telling you to go out and drive in treacherous conditions to work for low pay. That's part of why the state of Maine is struggling to keep their plow crews staffed up. Right now, there are 50 vacant positions, and when candidates find out just how low the pay is, some stand up and walk right out the door. There's legislation that would earmark $3 million to bump the pay up by a couple of bucks an hour, but Maine's DOT opposes it. They say they're not against the pay raise, they just don't want to fund raises with year-to-year earmarks. Should Tampa tear down one of its downtown freeways? The region's MPO is pushing forward with a study to demolish an 11-mile stretch of Interstate 275 from downtown to the University of South Florida, perhaps replacing it with a subgrade freeway, although Florida's high water table makes that option tricky. Another proposal would be to replace I-275 with a surface street and light rail line, but that has some asking if the other streets in the network could absorb the 170,000 car trips per day which the freeway currently carries. Like all planning, the study process alone would take at least a decade. Employees for the New York State Department of Transportation went on a trash blitz. It was for Earth Day. 2,000 staffers picking up trash along the state's highways. 8,600 bags of trash in total. Half of those were just from the Hudson Valley. The exurbs of Pittsburgh has this expressway, called the Monfayette Expressway. 15 years ago, the mayor and local businesses killed off a plan to extend the highway, cut it right through the Oakland part of town. Now a new proposal is back on the drawing board to expand it. The $250 million road would link the Glenwood Bridge to Monroeville, a little bit farther out of town. It took 2 months to drain it, to replace destroyed sections of highway, and to clean up all the gunk left behind from Iowa's historic flooding, but Interstate 29 is now back open, and there are still some restrictions in place for oversized vehicles. June will be a very busy month for sign crews at Colorado's Department of Transportation. Contractors and employees will work through the night all month long to repair or replace those huge green overhead signs mounted above the freeways. 500 signs throughout Colorado in all. They say it's routine maintenance, should cost taxpayers around $500,000. San Francisco's new huge Trans Bay Transit Center will finally reopen. A sigh of relief after a rocky 30-year history. The original Transbay Terminal opened in 1939. It was damaged in the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake. It took about 10 years to get funding on the ballot. Voters approved $2 billion. Construction then began in 2010, and the new terminal opened last summer. Then, 1 month later, a huge crack appeared in the steel beam in the roof, so the terminal was closed again. Crews threw some temporary girders in there to keep the rooftop park from collapsing in on the terminal, and then started to work to fix it. Well, it looks like those repairs are nearly finished, and the Transbay Terminal should be reopening sometime in June. The Texas Department of Transportation has a preliminary plan for reconstructing Interstate 35 through the city of Austin. The highway would be lowered from street level down below ground. New commuter lanes would be added in the center of the freeway, and I-35 would enter a tunnel at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, which it would exit at Airport Boulevard. Price tag on this ambitious project? $8 billion. Construction would begin in 2022 and last about 5 years. Electric vehicle sticker shock. And I'm not talking about the dealership. The state of Illinois is trying to figure out how to make drivers of electric cars pay their fair share of road taxes, which they don't pay because EVs don't use any fuel, and so they're never at the gas pump to pay fuel excise taxes. So state lawmakers are considering a bump in DMV fees from $17 per year to, get ready for this, $1,000 per year. Yeah, that should about cover it. Those of us buying the wheel of our gasoline guzzlers shouldn't be too quick to start laughing. Illinois' gas tax would double to 44 cents per gallon. That would offset 30 years of buying power lost to inflation. And of course, all of these new fees would automatically index to inflation going forward. All this new revenue would raise an extra $2.5 billion for transportation funding and help Illinois get caught up on a long list of construction projects. The Illinois Chamber of Commerce supports these hikes. if lawmakers repeal a 6.25% sales tax on gasoline. Do ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft make traffic in cities better or worse? It's an interesting question, one we now have a definitive answer to. And that answer is, it makes it much, 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 much worse. Researchers at the University of Kentucky crunched traffic data in San Francisco before and after the takeover of ride-sharing services. And of course, they controlled for population growth, road construction. And even with all the factors taken into consideration, traffic in the city increased by 60%. Researchers believe that without ride-sharing services, traffic would have only increased by 20%. That counters Uber's PR message that their service improves traffic. For more transportation news delivered to your phone at least once or twice a week, subscribe to Transportation News from Road Guy Rob, wherever you listen to podcasts. For more in-depth transportation videos like what really caused a freeway to collapse and kill 42 people? It sounds like a downer, but it's actually really interesting. Head over to YouTube, look up Road Guy Rob, and hit subscribe. Thanks for listening.